Blog Talk Radio.
I don't own the rights to this music.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. See, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Good morning, good morning. You are on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. You are on the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. All right, so on this beautiful 11/29, that's right, it's the 11th month, that's right, Christmas is almost here for real. Can you believe it? It's 11/29/2021, y'all. What's up, Clarence and Mellon? What's going on, Debbie Taylor? Everybody on Facebook Live, thank you for joining us. Appreciate y'all. You know, tell a friend right now. Send it to somebody else. Have somebody like it. Have somebody join us this morning, because we're going to talk about some deep, deep stuff that's going to be deeper than the ocean, higher than the mountain, and swifter than the rivers. And I hope you guys had a happy Thanksgiving. And I don't know about you, but I ate a lot of food. Turkey, yeah. And also seafood gumbo. I had a seafood gumbo that my daughter made. Thank you, daughter. And, oh, my gosh, Brussels sprouts, greens, corn on the cob, cornbread, mashed potatoes, baby red mashed potatoes, candy yams and sweet potato pie and pumpkin pie and everything else. So I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving, because last year about this time we weren't able to join with our families for Thanksgiving. The government told us we couldn't do that. But this year they allowed it. So, you know, we need to do this thing. Yeah, let's get my co-producer in the, thank you for the hearts, y'all. I love those hearts. Let's get our co-producer in the studio, Clarence M. Allen. Good morning, brother. Clarence M. Allen, how you doing this morning, my brother?
Oh, what's going on? Yeah, what's going on? I tell you what's going on. It's truly a blessing to be in studio this morning, Pastor Eddie. You know, I talked to you and Professor Reams earlier this morning. I didn't know if I was able to make it, but praise, all glory, and thanks to God, you know, that I'm here, because I am under the weather this morning. But once again, you know, I am grateful to be part of the world's greatest Monday morning blog talk radio show, the Eddie Justice Jones blog talk radio show. I'm thankful for all of our listeners, our guests. I'm thankful for all my co-hosts. I'm especially thankful to you and giving God the glory that he's created a man like you to create such an amazing platform for Monday mornings, Pastor Eddie, to bring the hot button topics. Man, they got this Omicron out here, man. I said last week, we're just at the beginning of all these different diseases that they're putting out here. It's going to get worse.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, my brother. Thank you for coming on, Clarence. We appreciate you and we love you, man. Part of a big, big, wonderful radio family, and it wouldn't be anything without you, my brother. But without further ado, at this time, I want to bring in another co-producer, Professor Reams. Welcome to the show, Professor Reams. How are you this morning, Professor Reams?
Good morning, Pastor Jones, and good morning, the regulator. Now, I want to apologize. There's a lot of work that's going on in the background in our house and also next door, so you may hear some bumping and some rolling, whatever it is, but that's not going to stop me from doing the presentation. And also, I second what the regulator said, the excellent job you've done, the great format that you have, so that everyone, including the listeners, can experience your brilliance, your patience, your love for God, as well as our ability to help the show share the message that the good Lord wants to share each week, along with giving them topics where they can just sit back, put on their seatbelt, and go for the ride as we're going through our journey, which allows us to start our Mondays off in God, in prayer, but also in fellowship and in love. So good morning, Pastor Jones, and good morning, the regular. Always an honor to be on.
Professor Reams,
that was great, Professor Reams. Thank you so much. You and Clarence had a great, great introduction to our show. I can't ask for more. And without further ado, it's time to get my daughter on the show. You know, you got to keep your family involved, and you got to give them the, you know, torch. You know, one day we all have to pass on that torch, but we want to do it while we're alive and healthy and well. And I thank God. Without further ado, it's time to get my daughter on the show, co-host Tawana Jones. Words of wisdom. Good morning, Tawana Jones. How are you this morning? Welcome to our show.
Good morning, Dad. Good morning, Clarence. Good morning, Professor Reams. Shout out to my butterfly, Vera, and Cousin V, and to all of our wonderful listeners on Facebook and everybody listening on to the podcast. Good morning. I love you guys, and happy Monday, everybody.
Thank you so much.
Good
welcome
morning,
to the
Tawana.
Show. Professor Reams. Well,
good morning, Tawana.
Good morning.
I can't wait to hear words of wisdom today. I can't wait to hear the commentary today, and I really can't wait to hear about Willie Lynch. On our show every week, we talk about the Willie Lynch letter in the last 2 months of the year. As you know, the new year is coming fast. Get ready for 2022. You think you're going dealing with some things right now? Let me tell you something. My sermon yesterday came out of Philippians chapter. Let's see, Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7. So when you get a chance, check that out. But we will get to our scripture of the day, and we will get to the other segments of our show. But if you want to call into the show and listen or make a comment, dial 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064, and press 1, and it'll put you in the queue. Okay, so this is a beautiful Monday morning, and first I want to start off with two things, really. The first thing is we lost a great, great fashion designer, African-American fashion designer, who was the director over Louis Vuitton, and his name was Virgil Abloh, A-B-L-O-H, and I want to send a big shout-out to him and his family right now. He was a fashion icon, you know, and that it's not a lot of African-American fashion icons, and he was born in 1980. Okay, he was a young man. And he passed away just here recently, just about yesterday. And so he had a rare form of cancer that attacks your heart. So I've never heard of cancer of the heart before, but he had a rare form of cancer, and my shout goes out to him and his family, and I'm sending love to him and his family right now as we speak. Now, our first topic is deeper than the ocean, higher than the mountains, and swifter than the rivers, because just when we were imagining that we were getting over this virus with all these variants, with all these booster shots, with all these control mechanisms, now we have a new variant from Africa, from the motherland. Wow, I wonder who took that over there. I wonder who were they testing that on? I'm just curious. So now we got to look out for the, let's see here. Let me read our first topic. The new COVID variant founded by the South African scientists, the variant is called Omicron, with an increased high risk of reinfection and has a high number of 30 mutations in the coronavirus spike protein. So the spike protein this time has 30 ways it can connect to your cells in your body and upload and change your DNA. I think it sounds ridiculous too, but anything that has, anything that has 30 ways to mutate, that's unbelievable. And do you know how fast you can get sick on that? So without further ado, our first topic of the day, and you can call in at 646-787-8064. If you want to weigh in on it, you want to say something about it, press 1. 646-787-8064 and press 1. Now listen, if you want to listen to the show online, you go to blogtalkradio.com, and on the search, you put Eddie Jones Jr. _Productions with an S. That's right, Eddie Jones Jr. _Productions with an S. And you can be online looking at the pictures and, you know, different things there that we have online. So I hope you join us. And I want to send a big shout-out to my friend Debbie Taylor, who is Debbie Taylor, you know, we go way back. And I just want to shout you out right now with nothing but love and affection and nothing but love, Debbie. I'm just so glad you're on. And how's the weather down there in the ATL in Atlanta? So we have people that call in from all over the United States and from all over the world. And wait a minute, I think we have caller in the 503-747 area code. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, my gosh, it's Linda Goldie, our poetess. Everybody say good morning to Linda Goldie, all the way from Oregon.
Good morning, Linda.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Supporting.
So, Linda, tell me, Linda, do you have some good – I hope you have two poems for us today. How about that? Do you have two poems that we can get into a little bit later?
I have a short one and a long one.
good. No worries. We're coming to you in just a little bit. Now, this is
okay.
Omicron is it's from Africa, and from what I understand, it's very, very dangerous because it can mutate in a short time with 30 ways to mutate. That means it can connect to your blood, your white cells, your red cells, your, any protein cells in your body, period. And you know, they say it goes in your nose or your mouth, it sits in your throat, and then it goes down into your lungs, and it moves around to other areas of a human anatomy, including your liver, your kidneys, and whatever it can attack, whatever it can mutate. That's exactly, precisely what it does. We need to be educated, we need to be knowledgeable, and we need to be very, very on point with dealing with this Omicron, okay, that can mutate in 30 different ways. Now, we know that the CDC, we know that the government and all entities, they know about this stuff way before we know about it. So they might just be telling us, but this has been going on for a minute. They decided to let the public know because it's spreading rapidly and they don't have a choice. Now, mark my words, I don't know how it's going to happen, but somebody's going to end up flying over here bringing Omicron into the United States of America. Right now, Libya, Uganda, South Africa, and all the other parts of Africa, there's a no-fly zone for them right now. They can't even come over to America right now. So, but some kind of way, you know, it's going to, I don't know if they're going to shoot it off in a rocket and let it rain from the sky, but some kind of way, and I'm making a joke. I shouldn't be joking about that because they really do that. They do spread things up in the sky and let it rain down on you. So without further ado, I want to start off with Professor Reem. Professor Reem, please take the floor. I'm going to read this one more time. Our first topic, the new COVID variant founded by the South African scientist with an S. The variant is called Omicron, with an increased high risk of reinfection and has a high number of 30 mutations in the coronavirus spike protein. That's what's attacking you, the spike protein. That little thing you see with all the tentacles on it, this one has 30 tentacles and 30 ways to mutate your anatomy. Without further ado, Professor Ains, please take the floor and weigh in on this.
Yes, thank you so much, Pastor Jones, and also everyone, please excuse the bumping and the sounds in behind that's going on. Now, as we've talked about, and Pastor Jones and the program has done an excellent job, we have been making sure to keep you abreast of what the Alpha, Lambda, and then Delta version of the virus is. And as has been alluded to, these viruses do not play. They're in the process of once they get transmitted, then they take a little bit of each in order to make it better and better because the virus in itself wants to last. Now, of course, there's a political ramification that goes on that this as manufactured is something that is even stronger, and due to the way that population control has been talked about in the show, highly likely that this is also part of the way things are going. But so far, the good news is the fact that they have identified it early as opposed to what happened under number 45 when it was poo-pooed as, you know, a rumor is nothing big or whatever is in general. And it has been immediately isolated. Now, the unfortunate thing is that they did indicate that there have been it has shown up in Israel and in Belgium and in Hong Kong so far, but those are one or two cases so far. But the thing that was interesting is how it quickly moved from a variant of interest, which means that it has a mutation or so, and it's now showing up in other places, to a variant of concern, where there the two items that they're looking at, an increased transmissibility and or an increase in its virulence, which of course means hospitalization and death. So far, as they're sharing with us, it's occurring in the most populous area of South Africa, in Gant, South Africa, and with young people at this point. So the one thing that we have to do is to stay educated, to stay woke, as we say, and that whatever is working, continue to do. I have not stopped my regiment of having my mask on, of keeping my distance, and also making sure to take my vitamins, along with, of course, I'm having had to be vaccinated because my students are going to be doing, and I'm going to be coming in contact with them. But the major focus that we need to do is, as Pastor Jones mentioned, is to stay educated and stay abreast what's going on, because there's still more in the alphabet from Omicron, but I hope it doesn't go to Omega, because, you know, we have the Alpha at the beginning and the Omega, which would be on the lines of it's going to kill you immediately scenario. So the best thing to do is keep watch. There are a few cases so far, but they're not enough that that it seems like it's going to come over here. But you never know, as Pastor Jones mentioned, if anything is highly possible. So, Pastor Jones, as the volume is going up in back of me, I yield back to you.
Thank you so much. Let's give a big hand. Okay. I got to tell you, Omicron has gotten my attention for sure. Just over the weekend, I went to a event, which was the L.A. Auto Car Show. And going there, you either have to have your COVID-19 card or you have to take the test. They have a rapid test. So I took the rapid test in 15 minutes. Of course, it was negative. Thank you, God. Thank you. I've taken several tests, and they've all been what's going on? It's been. Let's see. Okay. Yeah, I want to get that on there first. Okay. I want to recognize that. Hello, Marie. How are you? God bless you, L. Marie Brown, who's been running for office and probably has been in office. It's an honor and a pleasure beyond words to see you on this morning and see everybody on. But this Omicron from Africa is serious. It's not a joke. So take it serious. And with that being said, I want to go to Clarence M. Allen. Clarence M. Allen, please take the floor. Give us your take on this new variant, Delta variant, that has 30 ways to mutate in the human body. Go right ahead, Clarence.
Yes, thank you, Pastor Andy, for bringing this. This is probably the hottest button topic on the planet that you're covering here this morning. You know, I'm under the weather this morning. Thursday, I know I've been sneezing and coughing, so I'm under a cold flu. Hopefully not COVID. I'll go later on and probably get tested. But I haven't had the vaccine. I do my holistic health regimens with my vitamins. Since I had this, I've been taking my honey, my lemon, my vitamin regimens, drinking plenty of fluids. As a matter of fact, you know, I'm taking tablespoons of honey 2 or 3 times a day because it's a natural antibiotic. I did eat some garlic the other day. I'm going to eat some more today because it's also a natural antibiotic. But getting to this Omicron, you know, the world is being held hostage with these Frankenstein, these witch doctors and witch scientists. If we can put the jacket back on the rabbit as far as getting him out of the hat, you know, our governments are being held hostage. These things can cost people not only their well-being and health, but also their life. But according to the NPR, the Omicron was first reported last week in South Africa, where the infections attributed to a new strain have risen sharply in recent days. And it's been found in Botswana, the United Kingdom, Germany, Belgium, Czech Republic, Israel, Australia, and Hong Kong. It's here. So it's just inevitable. And before it gets here to the United States. And like you said earlier in the show, it has at least 30 different forms of mutations. So these people are in these laboratories devising. This is about business, and it can cost people their lives. They're creating the diseases because they're making money off these vaccines. So, you know, they are protected, some of these scientists. They have devised a vaccine for themselves, and they're probably not even taking what we're taking. They probably have something better to make them immune, you know. There's no telling how many people died while they devised in these laboratories. These man-made, these are man-made diseases out here. This is, like you said earlier, this is a biologic warfare, but it's subliminal because you can't fight it with the military. You have to use medical science, holistic health healing. And in some cases, some people do have to take this vaccine in order to keep living and to sustain it. You know, it's crazy. You know, looking at this report in the NPR, let me get up here. The World Health Organization is warning that the new Omicron variant of the coronavirus poses a very high risk. That's quoted. Global risk because of the possibility that it spreads more easily and might resist vaccines and immunity in people who were infected with previous strains. And I read that because now they showed on the news that they had the longest line of people getting the extra booster shot. You know, man, this is business, man. And so this is just dangerous playing in our time in history.
Yes, it is. All right, Clarence. Brother Clarence, let's give him a hand. Brother Clarence, thank you so much. Thank you. Now, we have a caller in the 570-278 area code. Caller in the 570-278 area code. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Good. God bless everyone. Pastor Ramsey in the house.
Pastor Ramsey, let's give a hand. Everybody say good morning to Pastor Ramsey.
Good morning, Pastor Ramsey.
Good morning. How y'all
good
doing
morning,
on this
Pastor
beautiful
Ramsey.
Day? God bless you. Amen. And Pastor Eddie, is it right if I pray for Brother Clarence right now? Is it okay if I pray for Brother Clarence?
Yes, and while you're praying for Brother Clarence, there's also Virgil Abloh was a African-American fashion designer who just passed away yesterday. And he was the director over Louis Vuitton, but he was a historical monumental fashion designer, African-American fashion designer, and I just want to recognize him. And matter of fact, since good morning, Sheila Timberlake, good morning, L. Marie Brown, good morning, everybody that's on Facebook Live. I love y'all. God bless you. Hang in there with us. Stay with us. Tell somebody else about the show because we're talking about something extremely very important. It's the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. We have a right not to get the Omicron. Omicron, the new, this is what we're talking about, our topic. Our first topic is about Omicron, which is the variant that has just come from Africa. And it's already moving around other places around the world rapidly. It can mutate inside your body in 30 different ways. 30 different ways. It's not like the old COVID-19. We're just now getting a hold on that, and it's still out of control. So without further ado, yes, please lead us in a prayer, praying for Brother Clarence, praying for the show, praying for the people who already have Omicron and don't even know it. What's up, Deborah Lewis, all the way out there? Deborah Lewis, what's up in Mississippi and Chicago? What's going on? Welcome to the show. Sheila Timberlake, Dorsey Johns for life, Dorsey for life. Please, Bishop, take the floor. Lead us in prayer.
Yes, Heavenly Father, we come before you now, God. We ask you right now, God, to move by your spirit, God. Lord, we lift up Brother Clarence. He said he wasn't feeling well. And, Lord, you dropped it in my spirit to pray for him now, God. Lord, I ask you to lift him up from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. Touch his body right now. By your stripes, he is healed already. Lord, we ask you to touch his whole world. Whoever's getting with this Delta variant and the stuff going on, Lord, only you got the right vaccination, God. Lord, we ask you to touch everyone on the Eddie Justice Jones radio show, God. We ask you to move by your spirit on this afternoon, God. Lord, we ask you to heal the families, heal the children, heal right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you right now, God, because you are our healer. And, Lord, we know by your stripes, it's already done. And Lord, we thank you right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, for how this show is going to be on today, for somebody to be healed, delivered, and set free throughout the words that come forth, throughout the poems, throughout the health and the mental awareness, God. And we thank you right now, God, for the summary. We thank God for the radio show, God. And we thank God right now that we're all in different cities, but we have the same God, Lord. And Lord, you're God all over the place. So Lord, whoever's getting these vaccines, Lord, we ask you to bless them right now, God, and touch them, God. And those who don't take it, we ask you to touch them too, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, because you got the last say-so. Hallelujah, God. And we thank you right now, God, because it's already done and it's about the turnaround. And Lord, we thank God for the turnaround in advance. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. We are healed by God's stripes. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God. I've got to tell you, that was an amazing
Pastor,
prayer.
Thank you.
We need
Amen.
That prayer, Pastor. I see my friend here from Dorsey High School, Sheila Timberlake. Let's bring her on and see how she feels about Omicron. Omicron is the new variant. What's up, Demita J. Miller? What's up, Demita? All right, good morning to you. Good morning. God bless you. Welcome to on Facebook Live. Sheila Timberlake, are you there? Sheila Timberlake, are you there?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Everybody
can
say good morning to Sheila Timberlake. Yes, we can, loud and clear. Loud and clear.
Amen.
Everyone say good morning, Sheila Timberlake.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Sheila.
Good morning, Sheila Timberlake.
Good morning. just sitting up kind of, but I don't really know what to say about this new variant that they're saying is going around, and you know, but I was concerned because they said, you know, South Africa and Africa countries, and the first thing that happened when that broke, I got a few calls saying, did you hear, did you hear? And so then I had to do some research and then go back and say, but it's not where he lives, right? And where my husband lives. And then my next concern was, okay, don't start trying to beat up the African people in the States because they're not going to take it.
Right.
You know, as soon as they told me about it came from China, they started beating up, you know, the Asian people. Whether they knew they were Chinese or not, if they looked Asian, they would beat them up. And so that was stupid, too, because, you know, there's all different types of Asians, right, that are not Chinese. But because of the ignorance of most people, they would take the Chinese, the Asian-looking people, and beat them up. So I'm saying, okay, don't come for the African countries because they look African. They're not going to take it. They're going to beat you right back up. I don't know. You know, I decided not to question God anymore. If this is of him, let it happen, let it be. Just continue to cover yourself, cover your family, do the best that you can, you know. And what I know about God, if it's for you, he'll give it to you. If it's not for you, it'll bypass you. You know?
All right.
But I do think that they're still trying to keep us in fear and to keep us in control and to control our every move and to control our bodies because we really don't know what they're giving us.
Mm-hmm. I have to agree with you. I want to thank you very much. I want to thank you. What's up, Shirley Allen? Good morning, Shirley Allen, my sister, my little sister. How are you? Now, Sheila, that is a very interesting take on it. And, you know, Africa right now, well, Africa has been under attack many times. As we all know, the red is for the blood that we spilt in Africa. The black is for the people in Africa. And the green is for the land that they've been stealing, that they're still stealing. The diamonds,
it's
the copper,
mm-hmm.
the great minerals of the world came from the motherland, Africa, which is the biggest continent in the world. In the world.
That's right.
So we have to remember never to forget. They went over there and tested the Ebola virus on an African tribe, and then they sent the military in to destroy each and every one of them. They don't tell us these things, but I read about them. And when I do, I want you to know that and you already know that they have raped Africa, the country, the continent of Africa, and all over Africa. They've caused havoc and all kinds of stuff. So we have to remember never to forget that we got to be careful with this Omicron. Even though we keep saying, oh, don't worry about it, this, that. No, you better be concerned about it. Don't worry about it, but be concerned about it. Educate yourself on it and find out why it can mutate 30 different ways in your body. Okay? Why would, when they unleash something like that, and I want to educate you real quick, okay, y'all? You might just think about this. All of a sudden, they're sending everybody up in space. They sent the dude from Star Trek. He's 90 years old. They sent him up in space. They're trying to tell you something. Now they got this big project going on at USC where they have this thing where you're weightless, like you're in space, and they have people going in there that are paraplegic, people who are disabled that can't get in a wheelchair, and they let them in there, and they turned it on, and they were able to walk and move around and float around and everything else. So let's see here. Okay. So they were able to walk around and float around and everything else, so in zero gravity. So they're trying to tell us something right now. They're getting ready to start work up, and they're going to be building hotels and places to live in space. There'll be space stations, and they already have them. They're already orbiting. They already have space colonies in space. All this down here is going to be diseased and cursed, and, you know, it's in the Bible. Read it in the Bible. It'll tell you that this, what's happening right now, is going to come to pass. Okay? So the Goodyears, the DuPonts, the Gettys, the Rothschilds and the Elon Musk of the world and the other Microsoft Bill Gates of the world, they're already preparing to get up there. They got all these ways to get up in space now, and they're selling it for a little bit of nothing because that's what they want. That's what you're going to be working in the future. This is going to be the late great planet Earth down here, and all those little scientific unbelievable things you see on TV are going to come to pass. Okay, robots are taking over, and they're going to even have a robot that can detect whether you have COVID-19 or not, whichever variant it might be. The next variant might be the who did it and what for variant. But when they said the Delta variant, I'm like, that's like Florida and all that. You know, they had a name for African-American part of the United States, the Delta variant. These folks come up with any and everything. You can be bamboozled if you don't pay attention. But knowledge, amen, and power, and wisdom is the key. So we have to stay prayed up. We have to stay focused, and we just have to stay educated.
That's right.
You know, knowledge is power. That's why I try to tell people, you know, you better pay attention or you might get some tension from not paying attention. And you don't need no added stress. COVID-19 causes stress. Without further ado, I want to go to my daughter, Talana Jones. Talana, take the floor. Talana Jones, take the floor. Tell us what you think about Omicron. And Omicron is the super new variant. Go right ahead. Talana, are you there?
All I can say, Dad, is a sign of time.
Okay, we can. Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. Say that one more time. I apologize.
I know. I have my voice.
Yeah.
This is a sure sign of time, I said that.
It's a sign of the time.
That is changing right now, people being mutated, I still and will continue to say this, they're downsizing. It's an elite way of downsizing the community to make it to where people can go in space.
Amen. Amen. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It is. It definitely is. And you know, a lot of people don't understand that when Bill Gates said he wanted to depopulate the world, he was serious. And they've been depopulating the world, okay? I want to send a shout-out to Shirley and Eric Jones. They are engaged, and I bless their rings, and I bless them, and I'm so happy that I'm going to be doing their wedding. So,
amen.
You know, thanks. Amen. Yes, ain't that good, Bishop?
Yes.
Isn't that wonderful?
That's
all. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now tell everybody. Where you're at, Bishop. Where state are you calling from?
I am calling from Montrose, Pennsylvania, and we got 5 inches of snow, and it's still snowing. Pray for us.
Well, I can't wait for the sports report. I want to find out what happened to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I don't know what happened then, but my Philadelphia Eagles lost.
Oh, yes, they did. Oh, my God. Thank you, Deborah Lewis from Chicago. Deborah Lewis said to you, Tawana, that I have a smart daughter. She's correct.
Amen.
Perspective. And we want to say amen to that. And you know what? I love this radio talk show because people can call in. I get calls from all over the United States, and I've even had people listening from all over the world, from Egypt, from China, from Uganda, from all over. You know, I'm just happy. Canada, all over. So I'm just grateful that, you know, thank you guys for listening to the show. It really means so much to me. I want to go back because, you know, we were talking that I just want to go back to Sheila Timberlake. Wait. First, I want to go to Linda Goldie. Linda Goldie, tell us, Linda Goldie, how do you feel about the Omicron new Delta variant? Not Delta variant, the Omicron variant of the COVID-19. Now, they said it came from Africa and that it's moving around the world right now as we speak, and it's attempting to make its way to the United States of America, which I hope it doesn't. But how do you feel about that?
Well, I think it's interesting that all of these pandemics always start in Africa, so I don't think that's any coincidence. And if people have the power to release these viruses from the air, then, you know, Africa is just... they're just targeting Africa to begin with.
Mm.
So, I think that's their first agenda with all of these things, you know, that have been coming up.
Wow. Well, thank you so much, Linda Goldie, all the way from Oregon. And speaking of Oregon, Linda, I think it's time for a short poem. Can you give us some short poetry real quick? We've been talking
yeah,
about
this is called
stuff.
The Lion's Den. If you've ever been in a lion's den or in a fiery furnace when you didn't bow to Baal, you know that God won't fail to always be with you when your heart is pure and true, no matter what men do to you. If you've lived outside of other people's pride of any kind of thing that is a worthy offering, and God will still select you when others may reject you. When you raise your praise to him, no matter how the world may sin, you'll be his hand each place you go, and one day see his face, I know.
All right, Linda Goldie. Thank you, Linda, for that poetry. Thank
Linda Goldie.
Thank you for the poetry. Thank you.
Wonderful poem. Well said.
You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Deborah Lewis, if you want to call into the show, you can dial 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. If you want to call into the show, Shirley Allen, there's the number, 646-787-8064. If anybody wants to call in, press 1. And it'll put you in the queue, and we'll get you on the show. You can share how you feel about Omicron. Who would have thought they would have ever came up with a variant called Omicron that could kill you? Omicron sounds like a little mutating robot that's inside, like a nano Omicron, like a nanobite robot that's inside of the vaccine. Yeah. And all these variants, and guess what? The new boosters are not going to be boosters that can handle Omicron, okay? Get educated. The vaccines that they've been using now are not going to stop Omicron because the vaccine that we were taking that everybody else is taking, I'm not taking. I haven't took it, and I'm not going to take it. But that Omicron can mutate 30 times, so the vaccines, I don't think they're ready for that. So these boosters that you're getting are boosters that can help you, but it can't help you with Omicron, the new variant. They're going to have to create another booster. So y'all going to be boosting for a long time. Wow. And I'm not trying to go there. So let me, I don't know, someone has a little feedback in the background on their phone. I don't know what that is. But if you have your phone on and the computer on, it's going to feedback. So let me see something. Okay. All right. So now we got a little bit more quieter on the show. Now, let me tell you, let me share with you. You want to pay attention to this, okay? You want to find out what's inside of this new variant. And I've already told you what's inside. 30 more ways to make you sick and or try to annihilate you from the planet Earth. So what do I take? And I'm going to just tell you what I take. Now, what you take can be completely different, but I'm going to tell you what I take, okay? And so far, my tests have been negative, and I thank God for it every single day. D3 every morning, 1,000 milligrams of chewable vitamin C, B-complex, the whole B-complex vitamin, and I take zinc and magnesium by itself. And then I take vitamin A by itself, vitamin E by itself, and then I take the Gotu-Kola, which is good for your memory. And then I also take echinacea, and I do turmeric and ginger in a shot. And then I do my elderberry, which I take a pill of elderberry, and I drink a little shot of elderberry, and I get those from Sprouts. Yeah. Those shots come from Sprouts, and they're really good. Then they have a vitamin C potency shot, a shot that comes in a little vial. It's like 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C. So I stay on vitamin C because vitamin C just goes right out your body. So I stay on that. I stay on the elderberry, the D3. These are the vitamins that I take. And, of course, drinking lots of water and making sure that you eat good. You know, you are what you eat. Put something good in your body that's going to help you. Now, I didn't do that on Thanksgiving. I cheated. Thanksgiving, I had all the bad things. I tell you what, that cornbread was so good. The gravy, the dressing, amazing, I tell you. And then on top of that, I got into some desserts that I knew I shouldn't have had. But guess what? It's all Christmas. We're going to do it again on Christmas holiday. So this is my cheat time, okay? Amen. I just got to tell you guys. I want to go into our second topic. And the second topic is different, completely different, but it's very, very important because this could be happening in a town near you. So our next topic says, without further ado, our second topic, smash and grab robberies are everywhere. West Los Angeles, Beverly Hills, on Rodale Drive. Why and what can we do to be safe? Okay, smash and grab robberies. And they're doing it in large numbers, like 30 guys with sledgehammers. Just go in and smash a window in Louis Vuitton store or on Rodale Drive or all over. The other day they went to Home Depot in Lakewood and stole sledgehammers and crowbars. So these guys are serious. Good morning. Praise the Lord. Who's that man? Oh, Evangelist Virginia Valentine. Good morning. Welcome to the show. And also, let's see. And then also, wait. Okay. Trish Bell Patton, what's happening? All the way back to elementary school almost. What's going on? It's so good to see people coming in golly, I got a history with everybody on this show. And I just thank God for it, okay? Everybody that calls in and you know, friends that I haven't talked to in many years, but I love you and God bless you, and I'm glad that you're healthy and well because this COVID-19 has taken out. Okay, let me see if I'm getting it right. Well, Professor Reams, what's the number around the world? Is it 700 million? I just want to make it right.
Well, with COVID, it's looking at maybe 10 to 20 million folks. Because if that high, it would have been even worse. But still, those are the reported cases. We don't know if whatever is going on in the world is under the radar, because then if folks aren't being counted, then it could be higher. but it is in the millions that COVID has experienced. So it doesn't surprise me about the reporting overall. So that's my take on it, Pastor Jones.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Numbers are important. And so it's between, I'm going to say 20 million, and that's not even including the 20 million they didn't tell you about. Okay.
That's correct.
Because when they were dragging people to the, they ran out of room in the hospital. They were dragging people in black bags on the ground, stacking them up in the back of an ice truck. It was unbelievable. And now they have all these protocols now, and you got to have a COVID-19 card, so they're separating everybody. Because if you don't have a COVID-19 card, you can't get into certain venues, certain restaurants. I just had friends call me the other day and tell me they went to a restaurant up in Beverly Hills. They had to show their COVID-19 card or they couldn't get in. And they didn't have or take the rapid test, which takes 15 minutes. So now you used to go to a restaurant, get in line, put your name on the list, whatever, and be seated. Now you got to take the COVID-19 test. Rapid test, or you got to have a COVID-19 card, and then you still got to get in line, and then they still got to figure out if they want you to come in or not. So this is what the world has come to now, okay? So this is what we have to deal with on a regular, every daily basis. And that's not including the people that are losing their jobs that have been there for 25, 30 years at their job, and all of a sudden they're peaceful because they won't take the vaccine. Some people be like, oh, just take the vaccine. Well, any time you have to tell somebody, if you take the vaccine, I'm going to give you tickets to the Dodger game. If you take the vaccine, you're in a raffle to win $5,000. I don't want to be bribed to take a vaccine because now you got me puzzled and wondering what is in this vaccine that you want me to take. Why do I need to take it so bad? Just because you said so? Well, that's what makes me not want to take it when you got to bribe me to take it. If you take it, you get free tacos for a week at Taco Bell. If you take it, you get an eighth of marijuana. If you take it, you get a whole bottle of Crown Royal. This is what they're doing. They're reaching out to the alcoholics, to the marijuana heads, and anybody, whatever your vice is, they'll give you the shot for you get your vice in return, whatever your vice is. Okay. So, you know, what do you think about that, Bishop?
Amen. Yeah, see, what it is that it does, it's kind of, when you're in a restaurant, they make you wear your mask, but then they say take it off so you can eat. And, you know, it's just like, it's amazing. But see, like I said, it's just like we got to learn how to just trust in God, especially in these times, because if we don't trust in God, then, you know, it ain't going to work out for us. So we got to have our belief and trust in God because he's the only one that can turn things around. That's why we're living on 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves, and a lot of people are walking in disobedience, but if we learn how to be obedient, none of this stuff will be happening for each and every one of us because this is a time that where time is winding up, and we got to be right at this time. And just trust in God because he's the only one who could bring our families out. And he brought us out already. We don't want to go back in. Amen, somebody. God bless you, Pastor.
Yes, thank you so much. Now,
Amen.
Ramsey, you hit the You hit the nail right on the head, Bishop Ramsey. Yeah, I mean, you, bam, you hit it right on the head. I want to say Demita Miller and Shirley Allen and Trish, you guys, Deborah Lewis, y'all weigh in on Facebook Live. Type in there what you feel about what we're talking about right now. I want to hear from my people on Facebook Live. I'll read it out to everybody so that they can hear it. I'm Deborah Lewis from Chicago. Come on, y'all, put something up there. Let me see how you feel. Sheila Timberlake, let me see how you feel. But now we're going to switch reels a little bit here. Smash and grab robberies are out of control. I mean, you know, and they do it like a flash mob. Flash mob is like 20 people or more just going. They just rush in there. Hey, good morning. All right. Sarah Jones, my cousin from Chicago. What's up, cousin in Chicago? What's happening? Sarah Jones, who makes the best cakes in the whole wide world. You know I want my German chocolate cake, okay? I'll be in Chi-Town real soon. I'll come down there to get my cake and see all y'all, all my family out there. But anyway, this smash and grab robberies are just, they're out of control. They're all over the news every single day. And they caught some of them, but you can't catch like 30 people, okay? They just smash and grab. And they're getting Louis Vuitton, you name the highest, whatever you can name, they're getting it, okay? And they're taking the coats, the sweaters, the sunglasses, the watches. They've got Rolexes. I mean, these guys are going to the top. Now, we know that the pandemic has made a lot of people jobless and have a low income, and they want you to depend on the government. But I'm just saying, I'm not saying it's right, but I believe these young guys are going out there trying to get their 40 acres and a mule. But it's a way you got to do it. You know, you can't just smash and grab, because eventually somebody's going to get smashed and killed. So this is what we don't want to happen. So I'm going to start off with Clarence M. Allen. Clarence M. Allen, what do you think about all these smash and grab robberies and these flash mobs? They just hit each other up on text or DM each other, and it's like 30 dudes show up and with sledgehammers and crowbars. Go right here, Brother Clarence.
Yes, Pastor. This is just like opening up a can of worms, bringing up this hot button topic. You know, it's happening everywhere. There are many different ingredients where we have arrived in these times in our life to see a group of people going into these expensive, lavish places of business, going to take items. You know, I even saw on the news where they had these young white kids. They're not like when you see the blacks smashing and grabbing. These young guys, they're using the technology to unlock the phones from where it's locked down at, and they're doing it real quiet. So when we're looking at this smash and grab, it's almost like when it's on the same level as when you see the cars where they block the street takeovers, you know, where they take the cars and they burn the rubber in circles. So we're looking at some of the same elements here, but with this smash and this grab, this is planned, this is organized. You know, just last week they chased a car over into a gang area here in South L.A., and they found the car with a lot of stuff. They arrested a couple people coming out of stores. So what we're looking at is people who's going out, they're casing these very expensive places of business where they're not expecting somebody to come in and do what we're witnessing that's happening now today. So after they case the place, hey, they get with their group. They got several cars, man. It depends how many is willing to volunteer to do this. And for each is his own. And so they're smashing windows. They're going in places. They just went into a Home Depot to get the tools to do it again. And so, you know, we have to look at America, man. We got to look at the real culprit behind the curtain. If these kids wasn't being oppressed, discriminated, getting a misguided education, had the same opportunities as other people, then they wouldn't have to go outside and see people driving fancy cars, living lavish lives, and then they want this too. Well, I'm in America. How do I get it? You go for what you know. If you don't know nothing, you can't do nothing. So if all you're being taught is drugs, criminal activity, hate, violence, and all these different ingredients, you pile it up, what you get? You get a group of people who want the same thing that they see these other people, and this is what's happening.
Wow. I'm going to go to Linda Goldie, which who probably doesn't know a whole lot about it, smash and grab robberies and flash mobs, but Linda Goldie, I want your opinion on how do you feel about these smash and grab robberies and these flash mobs of 30 guys or more just with hoodies on, just rushing in the store, banging up the windows, stealing all the jewelry and all the watches and all the clothes that they can get. How do you feel about that, Linda Goldie, all the way down in Oregon?
Well, I think the fact that they're targeting these rich establishments shows, you know, that they are tired of you know, being in poverty, number one. and they're tired of the privilege that comes with money, and they're angry at the establishment that, you know, is promoting all of this.
Excellent.
I think, yeah, I think it's an, you know, it's coming out of anger, not so much as anything else. And you know, I think they're just tired of everything having to do with money.
Well, you know, Linda, they have Rolex watches that cost $10,000, $20,000, $30,000. They even have one that's $100,000+. Depends on which model you get. So they're stealing Rolex watches. They're taking Louis Vuitton. They're taking Prada. They're taking all the top of the Lauryn Hill. I'm not Hill. He's a singer, not Lauryn Hill, but Ralph Lauren. I said Lauryn Hill. Oh my God. You know.
But I think that I think it's coming out of anger because. Realistically, I think on the black market, they're not going to get all that much money from these goods because they can't expect people to pay, you know, with what's going on. They can't expect people to pay those high prices for what they stole.
Well, I'll tell you what, I know for a fact Gucci and Prada and all those, Ralph Lauren, that people will buy it on the streets. They'll buy it in the black market price, and they'll probably buy it just based on the fact that it's real. I mean, if you're on the street selling a Rolex, I mean, come on, somebody's gonna buy that Rolex. They don't have to pay for the full price of the Rolex, but the person that's selling it is gonna get a good. They're gonna get paid because of the fact, and they're stealing diamond rings, gold bracelets. I mean, these are professionals. They know what they're doing, and so they also know the street market and the street prices. So one of the persons that they caught was in a brand-new Mercedes wagon. So these aren't guys who don't have money. These are guys who do have money, and they want more money. So with that being said, thank you so much, Linda. I appreciate that. I want to go to Professor Reams. Professor Reams, please take the floor. Give us your take on the smash-and-grab robbery. They're getting away with millions. Go right ahead.
Yes, Pastor Jones, you have hit it on the nail because much of this is well orchestrated. Overall, it's not a coincidence that we'll just grab and then run. It is one of these situations where they know where to hit, they know where to go, they know which cities and or places are the most vulnerable, and you never know where they're going to strike next because they target places where it'll blow over for a little bit, and then when you least expect it, boom, they're there, and they are casing every location that they can. So don't think that they're going to go back to Beverly Hills now that they've been seen or Rodeo Row because now police and security is up. But they can go to other places like the Changa and or in the Valley area that also have high-priced stores across. And literally, if they had a network of this would be no different than bartering, which was the old way of just getting goods, getting paid, and then taking the money and then money laundering it somewhere so that they can emerge later on somewhere else. So don't be surprised it's not here, not just here in the United States. It can be pockets in all the wealthy areas in the Western nations from here to Great Britain to all the other locations that you can imagine. So the trick now is how to catch the folks and how to get in there. And this is where it's going to be a battle between them, the FBI, and also other agencies, including police and law enforcement. So this is not over with, but, you know, this reminds me of a movie, of the Italian Job, where or a Mission Impossible plot, where you have things that are well orchestrated by a central folks, and all they're doing is making up for the difference. Because remember, we were on lockdown for a long time, and that meant locations were locked and closed. So the security during the lockdown, people were also protecting their assets as well. Well, these folks lost money, So now they're making up the difference. So with that in mind, Pastor Jones, I yield back to you as the noise begins picking up with the construction folks.
That's all right. Thank you so much, Professor Raines. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk. So call in, dial 646-787-8064, 646-787-4. Oh, man, I've been doing my radio show for years now. I'm just, you know, I had someone text me and say, how long have you been doing this? We remember your show and seeing you on TV and all that. Well, all the glory goes to God. I work in the civil rights arena because I want to see change. Speaking of change, I was so happy and honored to go down to Brunswick, Georgia, with the Ahmaud Arbery family. I was honored beyond words to be with them, to march with them, and to march with the grassroots organizations over there, to speak out with the pastors over there, to also walk and march with the black militia. They have a black militia, and I don't want to be throwing their name around, but they are some powerful, powerful people. They are on the radar with the government. They're powerful, and they're all African-American, ex-military, and they all have their own personal weapons. So it was an honor and a pleasure, and I send my shout-out to the Ahmaud Arbery family. And I want to go to Professor Raines one more time because there was a take on this situation after they found them all guilty, which I was very happy that they found them all guilty. But now they've arrested one of the prosecutors on the case. And Professor Raines, I'd like for you to elaborate on why they arrested the prosecutor who helped prosecute the case.
Well, it would seem that there was a small irregularity that they're finding because there was – now, did they give the name? Because we do have that the Linda Dunikowski did an excellent job. So did they give the name of the person who they arrested, Pastor Jones?
Wait a minute. I was looking at that. I'm going to have to look at Clarence M. Allen. Clarence M. Allen, could you look up the prosecutor that was arrested on the Ahmaud Arbery case? Because it wasn't the head prosecutor. She wasn't arrested. But another one was arrested. So we want to get her name. And some sort of obstruction to justice or something in that manner.
Yes.
But they're doing that. Go right ahead.
Yeah. See, that was the prior prosecutor who did everything she could to keep the case from going to, from doing everything to prosecute the case overall. So she was found to have fraudulently held up evidence as well as Jackie Johnson is her name. And this was not a good situation. I was going to talk about that. But what was going on was she unfortunately was put to the case. She did not do her due diligence. She was also holding back evidence as well as doing everything to delay the case. So this case was not going to happen until after they had done a probe to find out that what she was doing. And it was the Georgia Bureau of Investigation agents who oversaw the case, and it ended where she had to step down as the prosecutor because she declined to pursue charges in the death of Ahmaud Arbery. So it meant that she had been corrupted or told or whatever it is not to do anything and to delay anything that she could to make sure that it never saw the light of day. Thank goodness she was, they caught her and they removed her as the prosecutor, and that's when Linda Dunikowski was put in as the one who did a brilliant job. We were talking about that yesterday with Team Justice, the difference between the judges in the Rittenhouse case and the difference between the judge of this case was night and day. And they did every trick, dirty trick they could pull, and it didn't work. And, you know, praise to God that the folks were diligent enough to point that out and get her taken off the case. So I yield back to you, Pastor Jones. Uh-huh.
Wow, that's amazing. Thank you. Thank you. Let's give a hand for Professor Ring, our real professor on our show.
Professor Ring.
Thank you. Nothing at all. Thank you so much. On our show, there's no smoking guns. It's a real deal, Holyfield. Everybody on our show is bonafide, solidified, and justified. And so the devil should be horrified, okay?
Amen. Amen.
Because we bring it on to you real.
That's right.
Amen, amen. So I just want to send a shout-out to Atlanta and ATL, all my friends there, especially you, Debbie Taylor, and Virginia, Evangelist Virginia Valentine. I believe you're in Mississippi. I want to get it right. I know it's either Louisiana or Mississippi. But thank you for joining our show. We really appreciate you down in Mississippi. Also, L. Marie Brown, we appreciate you down there in Mississippi and New Orleans. Oh, boy, I tell you, so good. But you know, yeah, tried to cheat the Ahmaud Arbery case. The prosecutor was getting paid off or being told what to do by the Klan. And the father of the case said, I'm so happy we beat the Klan's mob. He said that on public television at the courthouse after he came out. And he was the one that when they first read the verdict, he screamed out, yes. And the judge said, whoever did that, can we remove them from the room? Okay, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, all the way down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. God bless you. We love you. And thank you for your prayers. So I thought the Ahmaud Arbery case was, I mean, I saw the video of him getting shot up close. And, you know, I felt like it was terrible. It was not good. So I knew within a reasonable doubt that they better make sure that all three of those men go to prison because they took the law in their own hands. You don't need to do a citizen's arrest with hitting somebody with a car. You don't need to do a citizen's arrest with a weapon in your hand and you premeditatedly wanted to use it to kill someone. You did not administer any help at all. You didn't call for help for a paramedic. You let him lay there and bleed out. So that's a premeditated murder. That's what I'm saying. And so since we're sick and tired of being sick and tired, you're going to see more cases like this. And this is going to set precedents across the United States that you good old boys can't just be doing them good old things that you think is good that's really bad. Because we got you. We have you. And people who are on point and ready to go, it would have been a sad situation in Brunswick, Georgia. They did not want another George Floyd situation, okay? So they did what they knew was supposed to be right. What I like about the judge was every time that other the other attorney kept saying, can we have a mistrial? Can we have a mistrial? And the judge looked him right in the eyes and said, we won't be having a mistrial.
Pastor Jones, may I add something?
Yes, you may.
Yes, no, you are correct, because that was one of the things, because I saw the case itself, was that they were trying every trick to say that, well, you can't have people crying, or you can't have Jesse Jackson in there, and you can't have all this emotion, yet in the Rittenhouse case, they're crying and bubbling and all these other things in general. And so
right.
Every time, and he also took the time to stop and pretty much reprimand to say, look, the type of behavior, I think you need to check yourself on the type of behavior that you are showing in front of this jury. Don't you ever bring that back in here. So his name is Judge, let's see here, Timothy R. Wamsley, and we've been applauding him for being very fair and very balanced, and you could see a smirk on his face of every little trick that they were trying to do to keep this from going forward, from saying a mistrial, from saying that, oh, well, we can't get a fair trial, or each one saying that, you know, while we support the African-American community, we don't feel that this venue is going to work for us because he just says, well, your point is taken, but I've already ruled on it, so therefore let's proceed on. So I kneel back to you, Pastor Jones.
I want to go to Solana Jones. Solana Jones, my daughter. There you are right there. How do you feel about the Ahmaud Arbery case? You know, I mean, when they said the verdict, I mean, I had the Holy Ghost chills when they were reading the verdict. I didn't know what they were going to say, but I knew I wasn't taking my eyes off the television at that particular time. Solana, what do you feel about the outcome of the Ahmaud Arbery case?
I don't think that my comments really are I'm really very, very disappointed. I'll just say that. I don't agree at all. And some of the – it's not fair that we get shot down, hurt, everything pretty much in the book. Like I say, modern-day slavery, it is still going. White privilege is still in effect. It's really never died. It's just changed and evolved over time. And this is another example of white privilege.
Wow. Thank you, Tawana. Thank you so much. That was well said. Well said. I want to go to Sheila Timberlake. Let's see if we can still get Sheila with us. Sheila, are you still there? Are you still with us? Sheila Timberlake?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear
now,
me?
Now, Sheila, what do you think? Yes, we can hear you loud and clear. What's your take on the outcome of the Ahmaud Arbery case? And then, you know, thank you so much for all those beautiful, beautiful hearts and stuff. What do you think? I want to hear your take on what you think about the Ahmaud Arbery case and the outcome of it. And now we're waiting on the sentencing, and hopefully they're all getting life.
Well, I was happy with the outcome, but still sad for the mother because she could never bring her son back, you know. And I agree with your daughter, you know, about this privilege thing that people seem to feel that, you know, it's okay for them to have. I feel a lot about it, so I have a lot of thoughts about the people. But my other thought about it is, too, when we say Black Lives Matter, I'm still asking our black people, when will it matter to us? You know?
Man, that's a good point. That's a good point.
So
that's a good point.
But can I say one thing real quick? I wanted to say to you, do you know who's going up to space next? Do you know who's going up there next? Do you know who's going in space next?
Yeah, Michael Strahan.
Michael Strahan. And I'm saying we have no business messing around up there. You know?
Yeah, they want everybody.
Yeah, go ahead,
Sheila. I'm gonna just talk about that for one minute.
And real quick, because I had been wanting to say this, and then we talked about how they're coming in stealing the things from Africa. Well, you know, they're not just walking in there, right? The top in there are allowing them to come in because of money being passed, you know.
Right.
So those, yeah. Those,
pure distraction.
It was another thing I wanted to say, but I forgot to put so long, but that's it, yeah.
My brother Kevin Taylor. Okay, well, you know, that's right. I want to ask my brother Kevin Taylor. He's on the line, another Dorsey Don. My brother Kevin Taylor, he's a great cameraman. He's a very intelligent brother. I've been knowing him since we were young kids, and he's always on the know of what's going on. Brother Kevin, we're talking about the outcome of the Ahmaud Arbery case, and then we talked about cash and grab robberies that's going on, the flash mob. And then we talked about Omicron, which is a new variant of COVID-19 now that's coming from Africa. So you can weigh in on whichever one you want. Hey, why don't you call in, Kevin? 646-787-8064. Or you could just go ahead on and type it in on Facebook, my brother. It's good to see you. Hope everybody in Shirley Allen, Evangelist Virginia Valentine in Louisiana, Cassandra Romero out there in Lancaster. I could just keep on naming all you guys. Demita Miller, all of y'all. God bless you. Debbie Taylor in my Eddie voice and all that good stuff. So we're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Amen. So without further ado, I want to go to the number again, 646-787-8064, and then press 1. 646-787-8064, and then press 1. I want to go to Brother Clarence M. Allen while we're waiting on my brother Kevin Taylor to call in. And I thank you, Sheila Timberlake, for that information, because that's real talk. When are we going to stop killing each other? I mean, when we stop killing each other, they're going to stop killing us, because strength runs in numbers, and we have great numbers. 6-4-6-7-8. Yeah, that's right. That's right, my brother. That's right. Kevin on Facebook Live. Go ahead, bro. I love this new way of communicating. I don't need channel 2, 4, 7, 9, 11, and 13 to do a show. I could do it myself, and I could be live all over Facebook, all over Instagram, and all over the world without 2, 4, 7, 11, 9, and 13. Okay, without CNN News. We got our own. We got the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show News. Okay? So, anyway, without further ado, Clarence M. Allen, go ahead, man. Take the floor. What do you think about the outcome of the Ahmaud Arbery case?
Excellent outcome. But let's kind of backtrack a little bit, Pastor Eddie, and to all our listeners. Let's go back to the beginning of this, when this young man was doing his daily jog, and come to find out to build a house for his parents. And so he saw this house under construction. So he was studying how to build a home. He was studying electricity and electrical wiring. And so he would stop at this house. He never took nothing. He stopped at the house several times to analyze the process of them and the progress of them building this home. Never took nothing.
Right.
So these guys, those Michael guys or whatever their name is, they seen him before. They knew who he was.
Yeah,
and so this day they decided to take up arms and follow him, hunt him down.
Man.
This was a hunting. It was a live hunting of a human man. And so when we go back to this DA, let's look at the DA. The most powerful person court is the DA, is the district attorney, because they have the power to prosecute, drop a case, to limit the amount of evidence, like we saw up north up there in Wisconsin. They didn't do that case right. And so they had that case acquitted. This guy can't even be tried for it again because of double jeopardy. So when we look at the father, he used to work for that DA. And she wasn't going to prosecute her friend, her working buddy. She wasn't going to prosecute him. So the GBI had to step in. The state attorney had to step in to go after these guys. Otherwise, they would have gotten away with it. We would have never seen this day in court. And, you know, this is we're just 3 months from almost a year of February 23rd, 2020. You know, the pandemic is just coming out. You know,
right.
When we look at this case, man, I'm glad that they're going after this girl or this woman. I'm glad they're going after her. I hope they prosecute her to the fullest extent of the law. You know, this just goes back to show what you stated earlier. They don't have to wear sheets anymore. They putting on suits and ties. They're wearing badges. You know, they're doctors. They're in public offices. They're everywhere.
Right.
And this is the same thing that we have to do. As black people in America, we are the Trojans in this horse. We have to get involved in every avenue in this nation.
Brother Clarence, co-producer, can you hold one second? I want to bring two people in on the show. One of them is
Bring
them
on in. Go ahead.
One of them is Kevin Taylor. But before I bring Kevin Taylor, we're going to introduce Aretha Adams Jones. Good morning, Aretha Adams Jones. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Pastor Eddie. I'm well. Thank you for asking. How are you doing?
Fine. Thank you. Everybody say good morning to Aretha Adams-Jones.
Good morning, Dr. Aretha.
Good morning.
My mind had been blown to bits. I was just about to call it quits until Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones came in.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning,
right.
Dr. Aretha.
Good morning.
Well, without further ado, don't go anywhere, Dr. Aretha. We are going to do mental health and you in just a few minutes. But first, I got to bring on my good buddy from high school, Brother Kevin Taylor. Is that you in the 323-646 area code? Good morning, call in the 323-646 area code. Are you there? Okay, I thought that was my brother Kevin. Okay, let's see. Okay, Kevin, let's see which number would be on. Oh, here we go. No, that's not here. Okay, Kevin, send me your number, man, because I thought that was you in the 646-852 in the 323-646 area code. I thought that was you. I got you on. If that's you, if that's not you, okay, I'm gonna put you on standby. Okay. Without further ado, okay. So we're counting down to our regular segments in the show where we do the sports report, we do mental health and you, we do health and wellness, we do regulate the manual with Clarence M. Allen, and then, of course, we do the commentary with Professor Reams, and we do this every Monday on our show. And I want to thank everybody for joining in on our show. We appreciate you. We care about you. We love you. The show is nothing without my audience, so I want to send a shout-out to everybody who watches the show from wherever part of the United States you're in or even around the world. You are extremely, very much appreciated. Man, Kevin, call back in, man. I don't know if that's you on that number or not, but I'm going to try it again. Let's see. Okay. Caller in the 323-646 area code. Are you with us? Good morning. Are you there? Okay, let's put that back on hold. Okay. Anyway, so it's almost time to go into our regular segment of the show. But before we do that, Linda Goldie says she had another poem for us. So we want to go back to Linda Goldie. And Linda Goldie, you've been you know, on our show as a co-host on our show now with Poetry in Motion. And your poetry is in motion. So without further ado, give us some poetry, Linda Goldie.
Okay, this is called Living Without Loving, and I wrote it from personal experience. Living without loving is hardly life at all. It shrinks your whole perspective with thoughts that are so small they can't include another and hover in your head, suspecting everybody of evil and with dread. Living without loving is starving when you're fed, and food cannot appease you when wishing you were dead. You can't accept the love of God when it's never shown by people in your family, like some that I have known. Living without loving makes you hard and brittle, so nothing makes you happy, whether much or little. You're living with frustration and anger eats you up. Then when it's spent, depression fills the empty cup. I know of what I speak of, as common as it's real. It's prone to all excesses that drug the way you feel. But past the moat of messes, a castle still awaits, and Jesus makes it ready with love that conquers hates. He uses those who know him to welcome others in. No matter their condition, he freed them all from sin. Whatever they're appearing, you'll know when one is nearing. The atmosphere is clearing to let your love begin.
Wow, okay, let's give it a hand. All the way from the great land of Oregon. All the way from Oregon, we have Linda Goldie, who is one of our co-hosts on the show. And it's time for our regular segment now. It's time for our regular segment. We have touched on some very important items. I want to make sure we have plenty of time to get everybody in. And without further ado, we're going to start off with words of wisdom. Words of wisdom. with my daughter, Tawana Zion Jones. This is her segment. Tawana, please take the floor. Give us words of wisdom.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you, Dad.
You're welcome.
So, this is a heavy topic for me. This entire show has been interesting. Thank you, Dad, again, for the platform, as everyone has shared. I am grateful to be a part of. And my message today, oh, Lord, angels. Amen. Trinity is always about. So I'm going to say this really fast so we can break down. The title is Dear Enemy. And it reads, God gives us choices. In life, we all have adversaries. Praise God for the Holy Spirit that gives us discernment. Some of us have opponents. Don't be afraid of our biggest opponent. God gives us the spirit to conquer fear. It says in Genesis 1:26, God said to make man in his own image. God blesses us to understand that we are spirits on earth having a human experience. God might not come when we always want him to, but he is always on time. His amazing grace and love will endure forever. God will see us through all of our afflictions, the tribulation, and even more. We pray for the ones who are sick and who are going through any type of frustration, irritation, tribulation, in Jesus' name. We come against anything that the enemy has and the corruption that it brings, and ask for peace and love, and pray that no weapon formed any of us, everyone who is listening, shall prosper in Jesus' name. And everybody have a wonderful Monday and the rest of your week. Thank you.
Thank you. That's words of wisdom for
Lana Jones.
Thank you.
Lana Jones.
Well said. Excellent.
Well said. We need wisdom, and we need words of wisdom to help us through not only our day, but our week, our month, and our year. And,
yeah.
And I thank God. Segment on our show that it could help somebody. And before we leave the show today, we're going to have a prayer from the bishop. And the bishop's going to pray us out today, because I want to really quick on our show every week, on our show every single week, we have the word of the week and we have the scripture of the week. So the word of the week is reflection, and make that applicable to your week. Reflect back on all the wonderful positive things that you've been able to achieve in your life. Reflect on whatever it is that's positive about your kids or your family or your husband or your wife or your friends or whatever. Reflection is the word of the week. Our scripture of the week, it comes in Philippians 4:6, and it reads, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And that's Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. But it really should be verse 6 and 7, but I didn't want to, you know. So let's stick with verse 6. I'm going to read that one more time, Philippians 4 and 6. And it reads, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And when you present your request to God, and he'll put it in perspective with how he wants to give it to you or how it should be delivered. He don't come when you want him to, but he's always right on time. Okay.
Amen.
So without further ado, hallelujah, it is time for Mental Health and You. Mental Health and You. Aretha Adams Jones, affectionately known, a.k.a. not really, but Dr. Aretha Adams Jones, please shake the floor and give
Amen.
Us Mental Health and You.
Amen. I hear my good friend in the background, Pastor Ramsey. God bless you.
Yeah,
man, God bless.
That's Pastor Ramsey.
God bless
Yeah, say hi, Pastor Ramsey.
Hey, how you doing, Sister Reza? God bless you. I can't wait for tonight with your program.
Woo-hoo! God bless you.
Man.
Thank you. So good. Happy Monday to all of you. And today I'm just going to talk briefly about why we should all be more selfish. And I know that you guys are probably saying, what is she talking about? It's not nice to be selfish, right? I mean, from a young child on up, we're always told to be kind, and we're told to share and be respectful of others and their opinions and their viewpoints, right? But did you know that putting yourself first has more benefits to you and even the people around you more than you realize, right? And so once again, I found this awesome article in Psychology Now, and Sarah Banks made a really good point, and she said prioritizing your needs, it can benefit not just you but others around you, right? It's okay to say no. I know that we don't want to, and I know I have this problem too. We don't want to appear rude. We don't want to upset others, right? We want to be liked and things like that. So what happens when we put others' needs and wants and desires before our own, what happens is that we get tired, we get burnt out, and we also run the risk of becoming bitter. Right? We run the risk of becoming resentful. We run the risk of becoming unhappy, stressed out, and anxious, right? And so we can often become ineffective at what we're trying to be. So what are we trying to be? Some of us are trying to be good friends. Some of us are trying to be good, reliable employees. Some of us are trying to be good parents, right? But when we are not a little selfish, it can impact our self-esteem. It can cause low self-esteem, it can cause depression, and it can cause burnout. So just remember, it's okay to be a little selfish some of the time. Remember, mental health matters, and it's time to remove the stigma. God bless you.
All right. Aretha.
Excellent, Dr. Aretha.
God bless you.
I'm going to be a little selfish, and I'm going to eat all the watermelon by myself. Yeah, I'm going to be selfish, and I'm going to get all that pie for Christmas all by myself. But, yeah, that's very good. Thank you so much, Reed Adams Jones. And thank you, Brother Kevin Taylor. He said the guilty verdict was a good thing, and I agree. The guilty verdict on the case was good. On the Ahmaud Arbery case, and I was just honored beyond words to go there and meet the Ahmaud Arbery family and just be with them and love on them and be with the preachers, and it was just amazing. History was made. But without further ado, you know, I'm a sports enthusiast, and I'm sure we have some sports enthusiasts on the show. I want to find out what happened to my Rams, my Chargers, and the other teams that won and lost. As we go to the 12th week of the NFL football. But without further ado, we have our own female sports reporter, none other than co-producer of the show, my family member, Cousin V. Cousin V, all the way down there in Texas, please take the floor. Give us the sports report.
I still need a minute. I just texted you a few minutes ago. I'm at work, so I still need a few more minutes.
Okay,
but
we'll come back to you.
Good morning, everyone.
Everybody say good morning to Cousin V down there in Texas.
Good morning, Cousin V.
Good morning, Cousin V.
Good morning.
Well, that brings us to Clarence M. Allen. Clarence Allen, please take the floor and give us Regulate the Manual, a.k.a. the Willie Lynch Law.
Thank you to all the co-hosts, co-producers, especially thank you to all the listeners who tune in whenever you can to the World's Greatest Money Morning Blog Talk Show. Since the beginning of November, I've been reading the Willie Lynch Letter. It is a spell. It is a curse. This is spiritual curse, a spiritual spell that was casted in 1712 in the colony of the state of Virginia. During that time, a lot of hanging, a lot of evil things were being done to slaves. During that time, they were being killed, murdered, slaughtered. At that time, we were considered as stock, not even a person. We were on the same level as a cow, a horse, but we were capable of doing a work and a labor that no other animal on earth can do but a human person. And so they had to figure out a way how to manipulate us into doing a work for people without striking, without demonstrating, without not wanting to work. And so they sent for this guy, Willie Lynch, and I've read the first three pages where they sent for him. He outlined the big differences between us, and he said, make them bigger. He talked about the breaking of a slave. And so now we hold the six cardinal principles as truth to be self-evident based upon the following discourse concerning the economics of breaking and tying the horse and the nigger together, all inclusive of the six principles laid down above. Neither principle alone will suffice for good economics. All principles must be employed for orderly good of the nation. Accordingly, both a wild horse and a wild natural nigger is dangerous even if captured, for they will have a tendency to seek their own customary freedom, and in so doing might kill you in your sleep. You cannot rest. They sleep while you are awake and are awake while you are asleep. They are dangerous near the family house, and it requires too much labor to wash them away from the house. All above, you cannot get them to work in this natural state. Hence, the horse and the nigger must be broken. That is breaking them from one form of mental life to another. Keep the body. Take the mind. In other words, break the will to resist. Now, the breaking process is the same for both the horse and the nigger, only slightly varying in degrees. But as we said before, there's an art in long-range economic planning. You must keep your eye and thoughts on the female and the offspring of the horse and the nigger. A brief discourse in offspring development will shed light on the key to sound economic principles. Pay little attention to the generation of original breaking, but concentrate on future generations. Therefore, if you break the female mother, she will break the offspring in its early years of development, and when the offspring is old enough to work, she will deliver it up to you. For her normal female protective tendencies will have been lost in the original breaking process. For example, take the case of a wild stud horse and a female horse and an already infant horse, and compare the breaking process with two captured nigger males in their natural state. The pregnant nigger mother with her infant offspring take the stud horse, break him for a limited containment, completely break the female horse until she becomes very gentle, whereas you and anybody can ride her in her comfort. Breed the mare and the stud until you have the desired offspring. Then you can turn the stud to freedom until you need him again. Train the female horse whereby she will eat out of your hand, and she will in turn train the infant horse to eat out of your hand also. When it comes to breaking the uncivilized nigger, use the same process but vary the degree and step up the pressure so as to do a complete reversal in the mind. Take the meanest and most restless nigger, strip him of his clothes in front of the remaining male niggers, the female and the nigger infant. Tar and feather him, tie each leg to a different horse faced in opposite directions. Set him afire and beat both horses to pull him apart in front of the remaining nigger. The next step is to take a bull whip and beat the remaining nigga males to the point of death in front of the female and the infant. Don't kill him, but put the fear of God in him, for he can be useful for useful and future breeding. And these things used to actually happen. It still is happening today. It happened to Ahmaud Arbery. It happened to George Floyd. It's just that they don't have to use the rope no more. The bullet will suffice, and it's cheaper.
Oh, my God.
My mind. It's going to be
man.
You know, Pastor Eddie, and to all the listeners, as I read this letter, just go through your own personal life history and the things that happen around you in history, and just compare what was happening back then and compare it to today. And you can see the evolution of how it gradually evolved to what we're going through today and what's happening.
Yes, sir. Well, we're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. That was Clarence M. Allen with Regulate the Manual, who did a wonderful segment out of the Willie Lynch Law, which we all, if you have never read the Willie Lynch Law, then you wouldn't be able to understand it. I want to send a shout-out to Diamond Carter, my friend. Right on, Diamond. You know, and black folks stop killing each other, okay? But let's go to Annette Jackson just for a minute. We're counting down with 14 minutes. We have to do the sports report, and we have to do the commentary. So we're going to give a few short minutes to Annette. Annette, welcome to the show. Annette Jackson, running for Congress. Good morning. How are you this morning?
No, you're a Senate. But here's the thing. Look, I love that Willie Lynch letter. What it goes to show us is that, you know what, we're not short of anything, right? Even if we go to the past, how do we catapult to the future? We catapult to the future by business, right? America is a corporation, right? It's a capitalistic corporation. Can we move into business, right? Because otherwise we will be trapped by Willie Lynch. I denounce in the name of Jesus that we be trapped by Willie Lynch ever again.
Yes.
Ever again. Because we are resilient people. We create. When I watched the Soul Train Awards last night, I said, oh, my God, we have the power. We have the power to change. We have the power to renew. We have the power to restore. Can Black America move towards the power to restore, right? By getting in business, by understanding what big business is, by being on Wall Street. By being on Wall Street, that's what we need to know. We are in the nature of business. Look, let's leave behind what has happened before. Let me tell you, I don't know if I could have picked cotton, right? Would I have picked cotton? Yes. But now cotton is the mainstream industry. So can we move forward to create Black America the way that we know that we should in this industry? It's not just about voting. It's about being in big business, okay, legitimately.
Can we all just give Annette Jackson a big hand? She's running for the U.S. Senate. Give her a big hand.
Good morning,
Annette. Annette, that's really powerful. Really, really powerful. Thank you so much.
Wait. And you know what, Pastor? Yep. And I don't want to say in this, right? When I say what I say, it's in diligent prayer. But for by prayer, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the same was in the beginning with God. We already defeated Satan. Can our community understand that we've already defeated Satan in the name of Jesus and his antics? We've defeated Satan. Can we move on? Can we move on? Can we move forward?
Can we graduate? Can we graduate?
Yes, can we graduate? Yes, can we move forward? No. And guess what? Pastor Eddie Jones, because you sing, guess what? We ought to create a new anthem to We Shall Overcome, to We Have Overcome.
Yes, we have. Okay, I look forward to doing that. I mean, we're supposed to be going in the studio real soon anyway to redo some songs. And when I do, one of the songs is going to be one of the theme songs for the show. So I'm looking forward to doing that. I've been talking to these people about going in the studio. So far we have some things coming up, and I'll let you know all about it. Without further ado, it's time to go. Are you ready for the sports report, Cousin V? Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, without further ado, there's Cousin V all the way down in Texas with the sports report. Cousin V, take the floor. Tell us about it. What happened to my Rams and my Chargers?
Of course, because they was all on TV last night, right?
Yes, they were.
Anyway, yeah, up front and center, like the Raiders were on Thanksgiving Day. Okay, so yes. We just want to say a prayer for Curly Culp. He was a NFL Hall of Famer, and he passed away on Saturday morning. He had attended Arizona State. He was selected by the Denver Broncos in the second round, 31st pick in 1968. He traded during his rookie year training camp, quickly became a dominant presence on the Kansas City Chiefs defensive unit. In his second year, the Arizona native notched his first of six Pro Bowl appearances. In his third year, he helped the Chiefs to a 1970 Super Bowl victory. The best of his career was in his full season with the Houston Oilers. He had 11 and a half sacks and three forced fumbles. He was the superstar nose tackle named Defensive Player of the Year and First Team All-Pro in 1975. By the end of his 14-year NFL career, he amassed 68.5 sacks and 179 games and 156 starts. He was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame as a part of the 2013 class. So we want to say a prayer for his family. And then in the high school sports, we want to just say that Longview Lobos lost to Denton Ryan. And we want to say hats off to Diabol Lumberjacks. They defeated Little River Academy, so they will be advancing to play Lorena this week on December the 3rd. They beat 37-34. And Jacoby Watts had three touchdowns. They were 10-3 on the season and 6-0 in district. And then it was rival week for college football. And so Nebraska lost to Iowa 28-21. North Carolina State beat North Carolina 34-30. Arkansas beat Missouri 34-17. Georgia beat Georgia Tech. They shut them out 45-0. Ohio State lost to Michigan. That was the best game I've seen. They had people acting like Lynn Swan and doing all kind of hurdles and everything. They went on to win 42-27. Alabama was down 10-0 to the fourth quarter, but they came back in four overtimes and beat Auburn 24-22. Notre Dame beat Stanford 45-14. Oklahoma State defeated Oklahoma Sooners 37-33. Baylor beat Texas Tech 27-24. Penn State lost to Michigan State. BYU beat USC 35-31.
Wow.
Texas A&M lost to LSU at 27-24. University of Texas at San Antonio lost to North Texas Mean Green 45-23. Clemson defeated and shut out South Carolina 30-0. And the Houston Cougars advanced once again 45-17 over UConn. And then in our HBCU classes, we have South Carolina State. They will represent the MEAC in the Celebration Bowl. Jackson State will represent the SWAC East and SWAC Championship. Florida A&M earned an at-large bid to the FCS playoffs. And Prairie View A&M will represent the SWAC West in the SWAC Championship. And I was just saying that because nobody ever covers our HBCU teams, but the FCS HBCU 2021 Celebration Bowl will be held December 18th 2021 at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia.
Wow.
And then we want to go to the NFL, last of all, the NFL. On last Monday night, the New York Giants lost to Tampa Bay 30-10, and Jason Garrett, they fired him right after that game, so he's out as their offensive coordinator. And then the Chicago Bears on Thursday, we had a triple header. Chicago beat the Lions. It was the Lions and the Bears. They beat them 16-14. The Raiders beat the Cowboys 36-33. The Bills beat the Saints 31-6. And then on yesterday, the Bengals defeat the Steelers 41-10. That was an upset. Tampa Bay end up beating the Colts 38-31. The Panthers lost to my Dolphins 33-10, and Cam Newton. The Patriots beat the Titans 36-13. New York Giants beat the Eagles 13-7. The Falcons beat the Jaguars 21-14. The Jets defeat the Texans 21-14. Broncos beat the Chargers, L.A. Chargers 28-13. The L.A. Rams lost to Green Bay Packers, and what a game that was, too, because it was on TV up front and center, and they beat them 36-28. The 49ers also won 34-26 over the Vikings, and the Ravens end up coming back, and they beat the Browns 16-10. Go Lamar Jackson. He just came off being sick, but he played he didn't like his game. He said he needs to get his stuff together. So that was a great interview from him. And the bye team this week is the Chiefs and the Cardinals. And then on Monday Night Football tonight, it will be the Seahawks and Washington. And they will play at 7:15 p.m. and they can be seen on ESPN. This is my sports report, and y'all have a blessed week.
Cousin V with the sports report.
Good job. Cousin V.
Hey, now, Cousin V, what about that head coach USC got?
We got
which one?
USC got a new head coach. Had a record of 55-10 with Oklahoma University, I believe.
Yeah, we have to look those things up because some things don't pop up for me, and so that's why I don't mention it. But if I see something like Garrett getting fired as offensive coordinator, those kind of things that pop up. But if you text me, I would look that up and have that information next week.
All right. Okay, thank you so much. It is time for the commentary. Without further ado, Professor Reams, please take the floor, give us a commentary, and if we need to go over, we will go over. But we got to get the commentary. And I want to thank Bishop Ramsey. He just went off the line. We want to thank him for coming on. Go ahead, Professor Reams, please take the floor, give us the commentary.
Thank you so much, Pastor Jones. And with the interest of time, I will go through and thank everyone as I'm giving my commentary. So for the first part, here we are. We're close to Christmas. I hope everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday and that you had as much fun as all of us have had and that you ate as much as you wanted to. So, Pastor Jones, thank you so much. And you brought us in with the topics of dealing with the Omicron variant, with smash and grab, as well as reminding us about Virgil Abloh and the genius that he had, along with always having us available to back you up with all the guests. And we even talked about Ahmaud Arbery, which is refreshing as a way of reflection. So as we move to Clarence Allen through the Willie Lynch letter, it reflected of where we came from. And in doing so, it allows us to reflect on, and it's always good to take time when you're meditating or praying with the Lord to look where you've come from in order to make sure that you are going in the direction that you should be going. And many times we take it for granted of all the new and changes that are going on, but it is important that we always reflect. So, Clarence, thank you for letting us know where we came from. Cousin V always shows us where we are currently in sports and the achievements that we're making, and also the achievements of just being in sports, because it allows constant achievement as well as good feelings, and also it just brings us together on which teams are there. Solana, you knocked it out of the board dealing with downsizing, and your and again, what you said, that God gives us the spirit to conquer fear, which connects us back to Philippians, where we do not, we should not be anxious about anything, since we are in God's grace and mercy. So fear and anxiety are the same in the sense that we shouldn't have it, and we can move forward because we know that we are loved by the Holy Spirit. To Cousin Vera, I give a shout-out. Wonderful. And hope to hear from you, Dr. Granny B. Melanie Aubrey, I give a shout-out as well. To Dr. Aretha, being a little more selfish, you hit it on the nail. Most people are very, very frustrated when they do not take time to be a little bit selfish, because it comes in with the monsters that Clarence Allen talks about, of burnout, bitterness, angry, resentful, and that blocks your connection with the Lord, because then how can he administer to you if you are being resentful for what you've done when you didn't be a little bit selfish to take care of your own? And, of course, Linda Golden, I want to love my hug that I got from you, especially when you said that, that God will be with you and God accepts you. And, of course, the ending result is we all want to go move grace and mercy because we want to see his face in the end. To our special guest, Bishop Pastor Ramsey, wonderful prayer, and thank you for always, always for supporting the show. To Sheila Timberlake, thank you again, your insight, the idea of control, but also the idea that what we're dealing with in being activists and trying to battle with ignorance, but also trying to move the black community forward by asking the question, will it matter to us that black life matters? And to Annette Jackson, providing us with the idea of what to do, get into business. There are so many things that we try to do to get into every field of human endeavor. As we all talked about as reflection, the more we're involved, the more we can make the change. And by making this change in business, in law, in religion, and or in the community, but also with ourselves and being a little selfish, it allows us to be well-rounded and to be able to face the day, the week, the month, the years in God's grace, his mercy, because, of course, when we're with God, he will never let us down, and he will always be there for us as we move in the direction that he intends us to move towards. And with that, that's my commentary.
Oh,
that's great.
Oh,
Wow.
I got to tell you, to everybody out there, you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. What a commentary we've had. What a great show. I want to thank all my people on Facebook. I want to thank Anita Sanders, Evangelist Virginia Valentine, Cassandra Romero, everybody that's on Diamond Carter. Awesome show, yes. Everybody, Cynthia Yvette Brown, McNeely, thank you for joining us. I just can't thank everybody. Anita, did I say Anita? And everybody.
Yes.
Shirley, Debbie Taylor, Annette Jackson, Bishop Ramsey. Look, the only limit in life is the one you put on yourself, so let there be no limits. The only limit in life is the one you put on yourself, so let there be no limits. And also, too, check this out.
Yes.
Don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy.
Nobody.
Amen.
Nobody.
Nobody. And
amen.
I want to tell you guys, this is a question that I always ask on the show before we come on the show, and Marvin Gaye is applicable to 2021 and beyond. Because his music is so very, very. And so here's the question, though. The question is, I don't own the rights to this music, but the question is, what's going on? Can't wait too much. I got another half time.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
Big party, man.
Yeah, brother,
Hey, man, what's your name?
Mother, mother,
there's too many of you crying.
Yes,
of you
crying.
Brother, brother,
brother,
brother, brother,
there's far too many of you
dying. You know we
got the time
to bring some love here today. We don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer. For only love can come
today.
You know we've got such a way to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, pick it back and pick it back. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Oh, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? Oh, what's going on?
Oh, what's going on? Oh, what's going on?
Right.